There's a world within me that I cannot explain. Many rooms to explore, but the doors look the same. To win.
wet, girl.
I know you want to.
Hey there.
Hey,
welcome
guys
to the Stop and Chat. This is Amanda Lilly,
Kat Grauman,
Adriana Sabatier,
and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Hey.
Bright and early, ready to go. How are you guys doing this morning?
It's going. We're a little late, but
a little late. A little late. It's okay.
Like 10 minutes. It's not too bad.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud of us that we got up.
We're
at
here.
All. Yeah.
We're here. That's all that matters.
We made it happen.
They're not here.
Who's not here?
The people.
The people.
All the people.
All the people.
All the thousands of people.
What are you talking about? All right. Well, we're going to move on
from
that.
Well.
We've got some great music coming for you. First song, I Don't Want to Wake Up by Jake McMullen, because I really didn't want to wake up this morning, so I thought it was an appropriate song. Hey.
I hate you.
Oh, my God. All right. Here we go. Hope you like it.
Love it.
Blue now.
must have been forcing me to be on them wild courses. Who knows how many poses that I've been in? But them, the main crosses, pocket gives me mind. I cannot really post this. I'll flee the signs. I worry about rain, and I worry about lightning. But I watch them all to the light in the morning, marking the slow song roll in the highlands.
Days have no numbers.
If it's on me, it's on me, it'll haunt me, I'll let it in.
Oh, man.
Hello again. Welcome to this fine Monday morning. Hope you're all doing well today. Kat's got a great would you rather question for us.
Bro,
I feel like a little kid the way you set that up.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Also, I thought of it. She just modified it.
Yeah, know? That's true. This is a combined effort offering Kat. Would you rather have gills inside of your neck, kind of gross and slimy, but you can breathe underwater?
What makes them slimy? Is it like...
I don't know, I just like imagine gills being slimy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just always.
Like you know how fish have like that slime? Yeah. You have that over your gills.
Can you breathe out of water too?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, so it's not like limiting.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be a bummer. Yeah. Or would you rather have giant wings that so you can fly, but they're like pretty big and you can't really fold them in, and you know, they're just kind of there. But they aren't slimy.
They aren't slimy. No. I feel like I'd rather have the gills, to be honest, because, like, as much as I'd want to fly, like, that would get really annoying. Mm. You couldn't, like, lie on your back, like...
Also, like, underwater, like the ocean is so vast, like, you don't even know what's in there, you know?
I know. I feel like I don't know and be able to breathe underwater if you could have, like, some adaptation that, like, would allow you to go deep into water, right. You know, because yeah, so otherwise...
Can you not go deep into... Is that not...
Yeah, is that not a thing?
You have gills. I don't understand why you can't go deep in water.
Oh, I don't know. What would happen with the whole pressure and shit in the ocean?
Oh, damn.
It's okay. yeah, that would be really cool. Because, and also, like, if you had wings, people would definitely stick you in a zoo or something. Like,
I mean, gills.
But you can hide gills. Like,
what?
I don't know.
Perpetually wear.
People are going to know.
Just with, like, long hair, and you just, like, maybe you always wear scarves.
People are like, she just has
maybe you always wear scarves.
Because, like, girl, she just has some neck slime. We don't really know. We don't really talk about it.
She's just the girl with the neck slime.
I'm pretty sure I would tell the other gills. I wouldn't be like, oh, these things, just ignore these. Like, it just, like, slimes, like, oozing out of your turtleneck or something. Yeah. Oh, ew. No, but, yeah, no, definitely that. Especially because, like, wings, do you have hands on the ends of your wings? How does that work? Like,
what? Yeah, they're just on your back.
No, are you serious?
What kind of wings are like this?
No, they're on your back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, like, your arms are just wings.
Oh, your arms are wings. I was like, that's just, you can't do anything.
Nobody would ever choose that.
That would be terrible.
Oh, then, I don't know. Oh.
Does that change things?
That's a reevaluate thing. And I was like, why would I ever choose this? I need my hands. My thumbs.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what makes us human.
All right, well, you should probably rethink your answer then.
No, I'm going to stick with underwear.
All right, you're going to stick with underwear? Okay. All right. Well, cool. We'd all go with gills. All right. Get some more music coming your way. Hope you like it. Alrighty. I've got a PSA for you about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
When you needed someone to help forget about him, I gave you love with a brand new star. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. I kissed your lips when your face looked sad. It made me think about him and that you still loved him so. Didn't you know? But pretty soon I made you feel glad that you I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. Yes, I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
In the desert in the pouring rain, drank with the devil and forgot my name. Woke with somebody when the morning came. No one there to shame me for my youth, 'cause it wouldn't be with you. And then I found me a lover who could play the bass. He's kinda quiet but his body ain't. Spent the days dreaming and the nights awake, doing things we know we should.
Oh,
his arms around me.
Alrighty, and we're back.
I would just like everybody to know that Adriana just fell asleep.
Yep, for no shame. A
solid portion of that song.
I mean, to be fair, these chairs are pretty comfortable.
Yeah,
really, I know. Like,
this chairs. Is better than the wooden chairs we have to sit in Tish in the common room. So actually, yeah, our common room's pretty.
Yeah, we have like couches and stuff.
But
like
still. One with the couches in the common room.
Have you guys ever fallen asleep at a class here?
Yeah, was that even like a real question?
Yeah, what?
No, because I fell asleep for the first time like 2 weeks ago at a class.
For the first time?
Who are you?
Like, I've never, like, I can't.
I fell asleep in high school too.
Yeah, like, I can't nap really. Like, I don't like usually fall asleep during the day, but like, it was after I just pulled like an all nighter because I was studying, and then it was like, I felt great the entire day until like 4:30.
Oh, no, you crash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, that crash,
that's what happened.
In my philosophy class.
That's a bummer.
He was talking about.
Couldn't philosophize.
Yeah, like, whatever you talk about in philosophy, like life and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And I literally could not keep my eyes open. And I was like, this is real. This happens to people all the time.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, my daily life.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Daily struggle.
I have my classes, like, from, like, 10:30 to 5. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, which is the majority of the day.
Yeah. I'd always, like, look at kids who are, like, falling asleep. And I'm like, how? Like,
oh,
how is this even happening?
So but,
like,
when your eyelids are so heavy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know what to do at that point.
And it's like
what
a
do you do?
Class where, like, he makes eye contact with some people sometimes, so I'm just like, mm-hmm.
No, that's what I do. I have, like, as long as you can, like, look at the professor. See, I think
I know,
they
I pretend
just
I'm
know.
Hardcore squinting.
Yeah, I'm like, I would literally just, like, go, my head would just go up and down the whole time. I'm like, I'm just doing a very slow nod right now. You're very interesting. I know exactly what's going on.
Oh, my God. No, what I do is I try to make it look like I'm taking notes, like, very intensely.
Oh.
But what ends up happening, excuse me, woo, getting a little sick.
You're always sick.
Is I'll end up just, like, no, it's true, I am always sick. For like the past over a month, I've been sick. It's really depressing.
I know.
Probably because I don't
me
sleep.
As a roommate, that's terrific news.
It's great.
Yeah, we're all sleepmates, but I never get sick. So.
Did you say we're all sleepmates?
Sweetmates. We could be sleepmates.
Let's be. Let's be sleepmates.
So
oh
just, like,
my gosh.
Almost in a relationship, but you're not. No, sleepmates.
I mean, isn't that what we are?
Yeah,
we're like in a relationship, but we're not.
Much. Oh my God. All right. Next up, we got Ragged Wood by Fleet Foxes.
Scream.
All right. Hope you've enjoyed your time at the Stop and Chat. I'm Amanda.
I'm Adriana.
We just butchered that.
It's fine every time.
I thought we were going to do it again.
All right. We'll be back with you next week. Hope you liked it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.